And none can walk, but the pure in heart. Oh, it's the highway to heaven. We are walking up the king highway. Oh, if you're not walking, start while I'm talking. I'm walking up the king highway. And there'll be a blessing you'll be possessing. We're walking up the king highway. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. Oh, none can walk up there but the pure in heart. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up the king highway. No need to hurry, no need to worry. We're walking up the king highway. The angels beside me, Jesus to guide me. We're walking up the king highway. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. None can walk up there but the pure in heart. Oh, it's a highway to heaven. We are walking up.
This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here. And just thanking God for knowing the truth. And we know that His truth is His commandments. And we've learned this through our pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God. Thank you, Elder, to our missionary deacons. All the saints.
Can Debbie our announcements?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day.
Yes, Lord.
Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. Glad for our anointed that's going on, Moses and all the prophets. We are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. Thank God. We're going to talk about wanting. It's called wantingness. Wanting. We want to strive, make sure that what we want is in the will. And not because of just our desire. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them.
Yes, Lord.
For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I say those, as the scripture is saying, that keep God's commandments, that keep his word, are a wise and understanding people. Yes. Let's go to Romans 13 and 12. Wanting. We don't want to live in wantingness. We want to live desiring God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Not that we don't desire things, but we want to make sure our desire is in His will, in concert step
All right.
with the Lord.
That's beautiful.
step by step.
Yes, Lord.
I have heard some of these people say, you make one step, God make two. That's a lie. God ain't never said that. To be in constant step means to be in his will. Isn't that beautiful? Romans 13:12, Deacon Franny.
The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
That's what we have been striving to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Since day one, saying yes to God, when you come in here, you come in here with a mind to cast off the works of darkness. Yes. Not to come in thinking he did it all for me. Yes. He did everything for us, and we have to do it too.
Right.
Yes. Although he did it all, we have to do it all too.
Yes.
He suffered just like we must suffer to be made.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
What'd you say? Cast off the works of darkness. What?
Yes. And let us put on the armor of light.
What?
Let us walk honestly as in the day.
So, honestly, in light, in knowledge, let us walk honestly as in the day. What?
Not in rioting and drunkenness.
So we don't want to get caught up in rioting. That means getting caught up in conversations that's not in concert with God's will, not in the same step. In other words, you're out of line, because that's what rioting is. Rioting is a stand or a position society takes outside of the law, outside of the norm, or outside of regulation. We want to be outside of God's word, off the path of righteousness. We want to stay on the path.
Yes.
Which means peaceful. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Led by the still waters.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Not in chambering. What?
Yes. And wantonness. Not in strife and envying.
Let's go to James 5:5. So we understand that keeping God's word keeps you out of rioting.
Yes.
Keeps you out of trouble.
Yes.
Keeps you in God's will. When you're in rioting, I'm not talking about going down to the corner store when they're going to loot the place. I'm not talking about that rioting. Everybody go down there and know they're out of order. Sometimes we don't realize we're out of order when you're not believing and agreeing with God. You're out of step with God. Because we are in this to believe. When you believe, you're in constant step with God. Lord, I believe. You're fine.
Isn't that beautiful?
Regardless of how you feel about the situation.
Yes.
Lord, I'm striving. I'm going to strive to do that. You're all right with God. Let's make sure we're striving to do what we understand. And if we don't understand it, let's make sure we're striving to do what we hear and believe it. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And one might say, well, we're not going to believe everything we hear, but then you don't need to come over here.
That's right.
And you don't need to say you're serving God, because that's what God is all about. Leave on him whom God has sent. That's what you're supposed to be doing. That's what we do here. That beautiful? And if you don't trust nobody, then forget about church, go home, and just boogie nights and forget about it.
That's right, Pastor. Beautiful.
You got to believe somebody. Why not believe his word? Isn't that beautiful? James 5:5, what does it say?
Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanton.
What?
Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter.
We've lived in pleasure. We enjoyed the pleasures of sin, but we were always wanting something else.
Yes.
Always looking for more. But now that we have God, now that he found us and we found God, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want these things that God is not giving.
Right.
And it's all right to want things, but wanting something is a little different from wantonness.
Yes.
Wantingness is when you're going to maliciously make bogart your way to get it.
Right.
Or you constantly go after something when the door is shut.
Mm-hmm.
Wantingness is when you got a feeling for somebody and they ain't got no feeling about you.
Right.
Fine, you got the feeling, but once you make known what's going on and you see it's not going your way, drop it.
Right.
MoveOn.com.
Beautiful.
You're not in wantingness.
Right.
You just want it and get patient to wait on God if it's for you.
Yes.
Sometimes things is not for us and you still want it. You're out of line. You're not in step with God. Our desire is to want what God wants us to have. Isn't that beautiful? That's what we signed up for. And don't say, well, you don't know what I want, Pastor. I know what God wants for us. He wants us to be in concert step with him. Read it again.
Yes. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanted.
What?
Ye have nourished your heart.
Now, we were in wanting, even though we were living in pleasures, because you cannot satisfy the flesh.
Right.
That's
right.
That's the parable about eating.
Yes,
Pastor. Eat all you want. You say, I want an eating contest. I ate 150 hot dogs. You're still going to be hungry.
Right.
You're going to get hungry again. But there's only one satisfying thing for the soul. That's God. The enemy give you things to help your soul, but it's going to, I mean, not help you, but satisfy your soul. But it's because you're in sin, and you're going to still always be wanting. But once God satisfies our souls, you don't want for God anymore. You got him.
Yes.
What we do is fight to keep it.
Yes.
Our soul, because my soul is not hungry
all right.
for anything but God. If you're not saved, your soul is hungry for a whole bunch of things that only lead to death.
Right.
But when we have God, he said, drink this water, you thirst no more.
Right.
And yet you're always ready to drink.
Yes.
You're always ready to eat.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Plenty of food. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Plenty of food.
Plenty of food. Oh, yes.
James 1:4. Let's see what James is talking about. James, walk with the master. And whether you walk with him or not, and we all have walked with the master if you saved.
That's right.
Everybody's walked with the master if you saved.
All right.
James 1:4, what does it say?
But let patience have her perfect work.
And that's where we get in trouble sometimes. That's what the enemy takes advantage of. Because we're constantly waiting on God to renew us, to restore us, and to put us where we belong in the garden without spot or wrinkle. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But it takes patience.
Yes.
What does it say? Let patience
have her perfect work.
What?
That ye may be perfect and entire, wanting
nothing. That's a place to be.
Yes, it is.
I don't want nothing but God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
All of our time, many of us, years, we love music like everybody else. One might say, well, why the hell the broadcast would just sound like a couple of instruments? What happened to all the instruments they had? They still here?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We ain't led to play them right now.
Beautiful.
I got the same joy
yes, Lord.
Out of the hand clap and that tambourine as I got with those instruments. All the years we've worked with music. But we have never got so caught up in music where we got to be traveling minstrels.
Right.
Got to visit the church and let them hear the message. We want to hear our music. And it's time to live it. If God opened that door, God can bring the people to our music if it's for them. And if they don't, guess what I understand? Ain't no beauty.
Right.
That they would desire it.
All right.
Ain't no beauty that you would desire it.
Beautiful, Pastor.
Yes.
Not if you ain't got no mind to love God's word, because some of these things we sing about offends people, especially the commandments. Offensive to them.
Yes.
No beauty would they would desire this, but it's ours.
Yes.
My point is this. If nothing ever happens, I've enjoyed my time here. Living for God, not thinking about him all so much, and that's included, but not to get it heard, but to live it and sing it. Because this is about living for God.
Yes.
Not about trying to get somebody to hear what you've done or see what you've done. It's
right.
about living it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Psalms 23:1.
Beautiful, yes.
Thank God for Elder Jones. He's going on. He said, well, nah, he coined that. He ain't coined nothing. But he did like this scripture. He didn't say the Lord. He said the Lord.
The Lord. Yes, Pastor.
Lord is my son. I don't think that hindered him from getting to the kingdom.
No, it did not.
Sure his speech is much better now.
Go ahead.
Lord is my shepherd.
Beautiful.
And I don't think the Lord is so thin-skinned that he couldn't find humor in that.
Go ahead.
His, what did he say? His wisdom is past finding out. Now, if God can design birds to dance and entertain each other, you think the Lord will get upset because somebody said the loud?
Right.
You think that's going to bother him?
No.
I don't think so.
Go ahead. Beautiful, Pastor.
Psalms 23:1, what does it say?
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Mm-hmm. That's a made up mind.
Yes.
That's a statement that is affirmative.
Yes.
You didn't say, I'm going to try not to want. Mm-hmm. I shall not want. I don't want nothing else. But, and we all feel that way. We don't want nothing else but God.
First.
But my want, my desire is God. Yes. Not that we don't desire to eat and desire other things, but it's God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Let's go to 1 Peter 5:7.
All right,
thank God.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. You have to be taught how to love God.
Yes, Lord.
Taught how to fear God. And somebody might say, what do you mean you got to taught how to love God? Well, you can't teach nobody to love God. That's what God said.
Right. Yes.
That's why you learn about the way. Get in the way.
Yes, that's right.
Learn what it means to... Mm-hmm. Respect and honor God,
yes,
and
Lord.
His people.
Yes.
That's beautiful. 1 Peter 5:7, what does it say?
Casting all your care upon him.
Wait a minute, that's all of it?
Mm-hmm.
All your care. Other words, that don't mean you don't care about how you look.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
But it's talking about care for your soul.
Yes, Lord.
Casting all our care.
Yes, Lord. Upon him, for he careth for you.
In other words, our desire towards God should be the way God's desire is toward us. That we be made, that we be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if God's desire that we be with him, our desire is that we should be with him.
Yes.
If his desire that he should be with us.
Yes.
And vice versa, right?
Yes. Yes.
Psalm 73, let's go there. Thank God. That's our desire, and we want to keep this in our hearts mm-hmm. as we go through
yes, Lord.
striving to be made. And know one thing, is suffering is part of all that. Let's not say, Pastor, I'm suffering. I thought we've been through that already. I thought we covered that. In other words, that's already fixed in the building.
Yes, Lord.
Suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we have an exit sign, exit.
Yes, Pastor.
When you come in, it's a sun sign, suffering. Right there. It should stay in the building.
Yes, Pastor.
Right?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Psalms 73:25, what does it say?
Yes, whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
Isn't that beautiful? None.
Yes.
And that should be everybody's testimony, regardless of what we desire. Talking about God now. None other but God is what we do. That's why we signed up for this journey.
Yes, Lord.
Because it's for God.
Mm-hmm.
And we left all of our possible careers, our possible plights,
yes, yes, yes,
and chose this one.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Suffering to be made.
Yes.
It's the one we chose.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Read it again. My whom?
Whom have I in heaven but thee, and there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
None that I desire besides thee. Read.
Yes. My flesh and my heart faileth.
No, wait. Read 21. Thus. My heart
mm-hmm. was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins.
That's a blessing on this journey when our hearts get pricked for little things. That's a blessing. That means you won't have to worry about big things. Get rid of little things. Your heart get pricked. My heart was grieved
mm-hmm.
when I was, and I was pricked in my reins. Read.
So foolish was I and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee.
That's something.
Yes.
So when you don't have knowledge, you're like a beast to God.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have knowledge of anything.
All right.
Beast is not being led by anybody, just rampant.
Mm-hmm.
No direction.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nevertheless, I am continually with thee.
What?
Thou hast holden me by my right hand.
What?
Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. And afterward, receive me to glory.
So I don't care what anybody say. If you don't have counsel, you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have counsel, you can't stay in. And if you don't have counsel, you're not going to get into the kingdom.
Beautiful.
You're not leaving here without counsel.
Yes.
Right.
Counsel going to guide you in there.
Yes. Beautiful.
Thank God we're witnesses to all of those that went into the kingdom that we know about. Were they all guided? Every one of them.
Yes.
Every one of them was. Guided in there. I believe the thief on the cross was guided.
Yes.
He said, this day.
Yes. Be with me in paradise.
The thief was trying to tell his buddy, he said, so he said, look, This man ain't done nothing. We get not just do.
That's right.
And he said, Lord, remember me.
All right.
Lord said, this day. It seems easy to say, Lord, remember me, but listen, it takes God and a heart for God to right. come in like he did
yes.
in the last hour.
Yes.
Came on in,
yes.
guided into the kingdom. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What's the last scripture? Thou.
Mm-hmm. Shall guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory.
What?
Whom have I in heaven but
Who
thee?
Else going to guide us? Enemy going to guide us. Right. Who else?
Yes. And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee.
Psalm 51 and 6. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's our desire. The enemy know what we desire,
yes.
just like God does.
Yes.
He is going to try to come and change our desire.
Yes.
That's what he did in the garden. Planted a few seeds and changed that desire.
Right.
We don't want that. We don't want nothing else
no.
but what we signed up for.
Right.
Is that beautiful?
Beautiful.
51.
Mm-hmm.
And read the sixth verse.
Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts.
Now, one way not to be wanting is to be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to be honest with yourself, be honest with God.
Yes, Lord.
We don't think about it, but God has heard everything we're thinking.
Yes.
We don't think like that. And he also hears and sees the enemy dropping things in and how we entertain it.
Right.
And if we kick it back,
mm-hmm.
behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts. What?
Uh-huh. And in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom.
Isn't that beautiful? Learn yes. wisdom. James 4:1. Let's
right.
go there.
Yes.
It takes wisdom on this journey to make it. And God is going to guide us if we just take the wisdom and believe. We can make it. Thank God. James 4:1. What does it say?
From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members?
What are you talking about? Because that member is desiring something.
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes,
right.
what you touch,
right.
what you smell,
yeah.
is desiring something.
Yeah, that's right.
Read.
Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have.
This isn't wanting. What? Why keep wanting something? I say, you want a house. You ain't got the money. And every Sunday afternoon, you driving through Beverly Hills looking at houses that you can't get.
All right, Pastor.
Why do that? Why stand outside of a Ralph's? Tell me, do you know the Lord? And then they're going in to buy food. They're hungry
right,
for food. Not that food that you're trying to.
Right.
That ain't the time for that.
Right.
It's the time and the place for everything.
Yes.
You know, go to somebody's basketball game with a watchtower. Catch them on the way out. I've seen the watchtower stand at a picnic, walking through the picnic, trying to get somebody to want to eat what they're going to sell, and they got barbecue. I don't, listen. We got the word, but when it's time to eat, we want to eat,
yes,
right?
Yes,
a natural food,
yes.
and when it's time to eat the word, we eat the word.
Right.
They're always ready to eat the natural,
right.
but we got the spirit. They don't want to eat that, so what the watchtower there for? They don't want what they got.
Right.
That's not right. Ye lust
uh-huh.
and have not. What?
Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain.
What?
Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not.
Well, see, but I've been asking God for this. What did he say?
Yes. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss.
You're missing the point of why you're asking for it. Because many times we're asking for these things because of our lustful
lust.
Desire,
mm-hmm.
not because we really need it.
Right.
It's like David's son. He didn't love Tamar. He lusted after Tamar. And when he got her, he didn't want her.
Right.
Because that wasn't love. That was just lust.
Right, right, right.
And he wanted to consume it on demand. That's what he
yes,
did.
Right.
Then after that, he hated her. Because
mm-hmm.
he never did love her.
Right.
Many times, oh, I want to learn the scripture. Do you want to learn the scripture or you want to be a debater?
Right.
That's what you want to do. You want to debate.
Right, Pastor.
You know what? Every time I ask Elder Phillips something, he think he got an answer, but I'm gonna get deep into Scripture.
Oh, wow.
Lord, give me more knowledge. It's all behind you, Mrs. Martin. You asked for it to try to out.
Right.
Lord, give me knowledge of the Scripture. I want one kudo at least once this year. That's not the reason. You know. I'm burning the midnight oil. And it's 12 in the afternoon.
Yes, Pastor.
Because he said, what you deep off into the study, huh? So I'm getting me a kudo.
Oh, that's funny, Pastor.
Not the way you do that.
No, it's not.
The lesson hasn't come up yet. Oh, you studying for kudo. I want to be ready. I need more Scripture knowledge.
All right,
But you're missing the point. Why do you want that?
Right.
Because you want to know about God, or you want to debate, or you want a kudo.
Right.
Said, no. Sister Anna got 3 kudos last month. I didn't get none.
Right, Pastor.
Lord, help me get. You don't want to do that. You're missing it. That's not the point.
That's right, Pastor.
You asked, but you asked amiss. You're missing the point. Read.
Yes, that ye may consume it upon your lust.
Let's go to Romans 13:13. Let's go back there.
Yes.
We don't want to be that kind of a person.
No.
And so, wait a minute. A lot of times we do things and we're not thinking why we do it or what's motivating us. Say, you know what?
Yes,
go home and say, what you doing, Brother Larry? Working on a song. Why, bro? The last 3 years I've been promising Pastor Song and I ain't got it ready yet. But when I heard Brother Daryl's song, that guitar, I had to get my guitar out. You missing it, bro.
Yeah.
But let's say, I'm writing me a song. I want that one like Brother Richard had. Whoop this song.
Nevertheless.
My song will be called Never Never. You're missing it.
Sure.
Yeah, but some people do things like that. Yeah.
That's right, Pastor.
Okay, come on.
Yeah.
Read it. 13:13.
Let us walk honestly.
Honestly.
As in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness.
That's drunkenness when you're trying to mimic somebody. That's not the way you do things. You want to do things from the heart. Inspiration comes, then fine, move.
Yes.
But let's not move behind thoughts of trying to do something for a specific reason that's not really in God's will.
Right.
We're not in competition.
That's right, Pastor.
You know.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
So I'm going. Missionary, I want you to find me a cape like Elder Batiste. Find me one like that. These things happen today. But over here, men don't wear capes. So that wasn't me asking for it. So I want no brother asking, sister, missionary, can you give me a cape? Like, if anybody asks you that, send them to me. Any brother. Sister's okay, fine. But let's not do that. We don't do that stuff here. Cape crusaders. And nowhere in the Scripture. Transgender is not in there.
No, it's not.
Make it plain, make it plain.
And the Funyuns in there is an abomination to God. Don't nobody email me trying to say, did you call me a Funyun? If the shoe fit. Pastor said this. He's gone now. They can't get him. He said, you just got to wear it. If the shoe fit, he said, you just got to wear it.
Yes. Right,
that's what Pastor said.
Right, that's
well, I would say you do assist in your shoes, right?
Yes.
That's what you bought them for, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right, let's go 2, Psalms 23 and 1. Let's read that again.
Thank
I like
God
that.
For you,
the
Pastor.
Lord.
Tell it like it is.
Elder, yes, Elder Jones, is, listen, he's speaking right now. He's probably speaking in lanes we know not of right now.
Yes.
Lord is my shepherd. All right. Oh, yes. I believe him, too. He was right about that.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God.
Psalms 23 and 1.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
What?
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He lead me beside the still waters.
Mm-hmm.
What?
He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness.
Let's go to Ezekiel 34.
For his name's sake. Right. Ezekiel?
Ezekiel 34.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Pastor.
Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. That beautiful.
Yes.
You don't want when you come up the right way.
Right.
When you have been drawn from the breasts.
Yes.
Thank God. Yes. 34
uh-huh.
and 11. I don't know if that's the scripture, but
right.
I know that was in my heart.
Okay,
34 and 11, what does it say?
For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out. As
search my sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And what?
Seek them out.
And seek them out.
Mm-hmm.
God searches us through the word. And he's seeking out those that would live for him.
Yes.
As I say, he found us before we really found him. Why? Because God knows all things.
Yes.
We had to come to find God.
Yes.
But God found us first.
Yes.
That's why he let us find him.
Yes.
Because of our mind, because we were chosen for this reason.
As a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep
what?
That are scattered.
What?
So will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places.
In other words, it don't matter where you are. Santa was in Tanzania, but God knew where she was going to wind up, so he had to get her here.
Mm-hmm.
Took her by way of, what was that state you lived in?
Connecticut.
Uh-huh. Connect. Like connect for Connecticut.
Yes.
What is Connecticut known for?
All right,
Bessie.
First 13.
Huh? Only thing I know about Connecticut is Sister Anna came out of there.
Damn.
All right. That's it. Now you got something. Now Connecticut had something.
Thank God, thank God.
Don't matter where you are. When it's time, you coming. That was the parable about the ark. I don't care where you were. God had one of every creature come in. And if you had to travel from Africa to get over to where that no ark was, that's where you had to travel from.
Yes.
Lion or tiger.
All right.
Read.
Yes. And will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day.
What?
And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. And I will bring
them
to their own
land. So this is what God is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Bringing us from the people, from the world. Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
Bring them out from the people.
Yes.
What?
And gather them from the countries.
That's where she came from, another country.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us did, because the country we have come from is called the world.
Right.
What?
And will bring them to their own land and feed them.
This is our land.
Mm-hmm.
Ones get offended in the commandments, but that's our land.
Beautiful.
Commandments is Canaan land. That beautiful?
Yes.
Land of milk and honey.
Beautiful.
That's our land. That's where we are.
Yes.
And why don't others have it? Because there's no beauty.
All right. All
read.
Right. And feed them upon the mountains of Israel
feed
by the rivers.
Feed them on the mountains. That means
that is beautiful.
You feed off the leader.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, Please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.